I began by imagining myself a hominid infant, just lying there, contentedly trying out my newfound voice. And then I got hungry, calling my mother's attention to my hunger. And as I opened my mouth to receive the nipple, lo, I had invented a primal word, ma, mother. Now, this has got to be one of the first proto-words ever uttered by man. Still to this day, most languages have a word for mother that employs that root, ma, or some phonetic variant of it. All the Romance languages, mater, madre, mère, so on, the Germanic, mutter, moder, the Slavic, mat, matka, the Hebrew, ima, Navajo, even Navajo, shima, even Swahili and Japanese and Chinese, they call her mama. Well, that was a small triumph, but then I began expanding. What about ma plus L, say, mal? Now, there's a proto-syllable for you. My first association, of course, was with all the familiar words connoting badness, malo, male, mauvais, all Latin-derived languages, of course. But then I thought, in the Slavic family of languages, that syllable connotes smallness, mali, malinki, and so on. Sudden hypothesis. Could there just possibly be a monogenetic connection way back then between the concepts of badness and smallness? Why not? Remember, we're being hominids now, and it's perfectly conceivable that what's small must be automatically bad. To be small is to be weak, to be only human, as against the powerful gods, as against a huge magical earth and sky. Hence, weakness is undesirable, hence bad. It's bad to have a small harvest, small energy, small stature, small dinner. Malo.